G'day punters and welcome to Winning Posts Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 19. John Barker, Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall are joining you once more for one of the biggest days on the Australian racing calendar. $19 million up for grabs in just two races. One in Melbourne, one in Sydney. Well, Joel, I guess it's a contrasting challenge because the form of those Everest runners, bar one, is very well exposed to the Aussie punter. Most of them have been racing against each other for a year or two now. And the Caulfield Cup, well, it's a bit of a more of a mystery bag.
Yeah, plenty of unknowns about the Caulfield Cup. We've got probably a few more imports than what we normally have to deal with at Caulfield. And as you said, the Everest, well, we know all of those, apart from 10 sovereigns, the English visitor. But it's, yeah, as you said, most of them have been tackling each other for a couple of years. We've got a little bit of new blood in Acadia Queen and the three-year-old Yes, 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 but we certainly know what they're capable of. So, yeah, certainly from a punter's point of view, it's an easier race to work out. But in saying that, geez, I reckon you can make a winning case for about eight or nine of them, so it's still no walk in the park.
Daniel, the Caulfield Cup, as I've written in Best Bets and Winning Post this week, has actually been quite a happy hunting ground, despite the fact that Australia can't breed stayers anymore. We've actually, I think, six of the past nine winners of this race have been Australian breeds. Not so much last year. Young Star was the best Australian bred home. She came seventh, and there was actually only three in it. There's actually a reasonable sort of brigade of Aussie breds this year. There's the Derby winners Angel of Truth and Mr. Quickie. There's Vow and Declare, of course, in a great race in that Queensland Derby behind Mr. Quickie. And there's also Crown Prosecutor and Kafila. So more than last year. Are you going without spoiling your tip in advance? Are you going with an Aussie bred, a Raider, or an import?
Yeah, I'm going with an import, but yeah, as you said, and the horses you touched on, the Aussie breds, they're definitely worth consideration. This Vow and Declare, certainly after that first up Turnbull run, I think you'll only improve off that. And of course, Mr. Quickie with his what he's able to achieve in the winter in Brisbane, and I think he's done enough in two starts his prep to put his hand up as well. So, interesting race, and as you said, plenty to decipher, I guess.
Well, absolutely. If you can find the winner, you're probably going to be in front for the day. It's $6 the field, and certainly that barrier draw only widened proceedings with a couple of the main fancies in Finch and Murder Glass drawing the car park. We'll get to that very shortly. We'll take you right through the black type racing at Caulfield on Saturday, starting with race three, Polytrack Gothic Stakes for three-year-old colts and geldings over 1,400 metres at listed level.
Yeah, tricky race. I've gone for the sort of up-and-comer here in Lord Markle, only coming off a maiden win, but did it comfortably. I thought there was a fair bit of upside about him. Then the two horses coming out of the Caulfield Guineas Prelude, Defiant Dancer number 5 and High Low number 3. Not sure there's as much between them as the market suggests. And 7 Triton Rising comes through the Soul Patch race at Flemington. He was okay late in the Guineas last week, so I think we can sort of respect that form at this level. 9-5-3-7.
On with High Low 3, I think just the exposed form on the board is the best in the field. Of course, beat South Bank 2 starts back. That horse ran third in 1,000 Guineas, and it was okay in the Guineas Prelude on a day that suited those closer to the speed. So I think he's the one for mine. Plenty of chances. Lord Markle there, the up and comer. Very good last start. Was hoping to get into the Guineas last week, just didn't have enough handicap points for it. In for third, I got Hairborne resuming. 2 from 2, can't knock, and Defiant Dancer next best. 3-9-1-5 for me.
Hilo, Airborne, Lord Markle, Triton Rising for me, 3-1-9-7. Race 4 on the card at on Caulfield Cup Day is the Ladbrokes Classic, better known as the Norman Robinson. Traditional Derby lead-up 2 weeks before that race, 2,000 metres for three-year-olds at Group 3 level.
Yeah, interestingly, the filly takes on the boys here. Miami Bound, and I've lent her away. I thought she was pretty good at Flemington. At the mile, I think she's definitely looking for a step up in trip, which she gets on Saturday. And yeah, I think she can cover the boys. I'm not sure if there's any sort of stars here. Number 6, Maroku, in for second. He showed a bit coming along, sort of through his grades quietly. 3, Warning, was good winning at Flemington last start, and 7, Thought of That, put a gap on his rival's last start. suggesting he could measure up to this 9.637.
Yeah, share those sentiments. I think the I think Miami Bound is can certainly measure up against the boys here. That win two starts to go at Bendigo is pretty freakish, and then when she, despite probably wanting more ground, she stayed at the 1600 metres in the manifold and ran on well against the pattern. So she's on top for me. A colt that's sort of come onto the scene only recently was Thought of That. Been following him this preparation because I thought he did trial well prior to his first up run. He couldn't break through at Sale or Ballarat, went to Donald, won by 8 lengths there, which might be the confidence boost he needs. He's definitely in the game. Warning and Huntley Castle, I think, to follow from the superimposed. 9.7, 2 and 3.
Yeah, I agree, couldn't agree more. In fact, I made Miami Bound my best of the day. As you say, freakish win at Bendigo. And then stayed at the 1600. I thought that she was actually entered for that 1800 metre Oaks trial. Yeah, I thought she was a certainty for that, but then, was quite surprised when she didn't accept. Of course, Celestial Falls then came out and won. That was the day we got 5 out of 6 in that all-up place bet, didn't we?
Painful memories.
Painful memories, party supplies. So I'm with Miami Bound to be. Warning, Thought of That and Huntley Castle, 9.372, race 5 at Caulfield on Saturday. Carlton Draft, Alinghi Stakes. For fillies and mares, a listed event over 1,100.
Tricky little race. I've gone with Hummer Hummer. Look, she probably produces her absolute best when first up, but she can maintain her form through a campaign. She's been tackling sort of decent level throughout her career. Twice she's finished second to Sunlight at Caulfield, so she's clearly good enough to win this. 5 Vinakunka, a 3-year-old filly, lightly tried, did trial quite well. Like to see a bit of a betting push. 4 Prophet's Thumb, had that bit of a setback last week, a little late scratching, but she was a good winner last start. And 1 Demerara, next best. I've left out Soothing. I am a fan of hers, but twice I've fallen into her at Caulfield, and twice she sort of run badly. I think she was placed on the other occasion, so yeah, I'm just not sure she's a Caulfield horse, but maybe she'll prove me wrong. 2.5.4.1.
I'm giving Victory Kingdom one last chance. Look, I would have thought she'd won one by now, this prep, if you said she had 3 starts, and yeah, yet to break through. She had a strange little campaign. She was very good riding the hot speed first up. She stuck on when others didn't. Second up, missed the start, forgive there, and then last up wasn't too far away, placing behind Prophet's Thumb. I'm going to give her one more chance. I think she's a mare with plenty of ability and over the odds in this, but it is a good race. Demerara in next. Okay, in a stronger group too. Bobby Lewis last start. Second up form does read well. Hummer Hummer, very good win. Fresh has to go in, and Prophet's Thumb and Soothing others with chances, I think. 8.1, 4 and 2.
I am with Demerara to beat Prophet's Thumb, Hummer Hummer and Soothing, so 1, 4, 2, 3. Race 6 at Caulfield on Saturday, New Zealand Bloodstock Ethereal Stakes, essentially the filly's only version of the Ladbrokes Classic 2000 at Group 3 level.
11 Lass again for me. The worry last time has sort of suggested that she was staying at the mile, and I thought she was looking for further. She ran pretty well, held her ground near the inside. A lot of those out wide sort of had those towards the inside covered there late in the day. I thought she ran well enough to warrant another sort of bet at each way odds, stepping up to the 2000. 7 Vegas Jewel created a big impression at the Valley second up, unbeaten, looks pretty smart. 2 Celestial Falls won that Oaks trial, as you mentioned earlier, Barks. Got to respect her. She's the sister to Graceful Glamour, who made her way through to an Oaks last year. And 4 Snap Dancer, up from the 1400. So big step up in trip, but is out of a Galileo mare. She comes through the Guineas Prelude. I think she's well worth including. 3.7, 2.4.
Going with the Coolmore owned horse here in Gamay, a 3-year-old filly, who that Oaks trial at Flemington, she was enormous. She was a run of the race. Celestial Falls sort of led all the way there, well rated out in front. And Gamay had sort of sitting just around midfield there and had to cover plenty of ground. She was 3 wide, no cover throughout. Declan Bates couldn't really get in after the jump, and yeah, she was posted wide, but she still kept coming in the straight, was even taking ground off Celestial Falls at the end, even before that horse had sort of been stopped being ridden out, I guess, once the result was in doubt. So I'm going to back her in at each way odds. Oriental Lily, big run at Flemington. She's also been doing well at provincial level this preparation. Stepped out at big odds in the the manifold, and I thought she might have been a little bit outclassed in that, but she proved me wrong, running on well from well back, and if Miami Bound can win earlier in the day, that form's certainly franked. Celestial Falls, as I mentioned, goes in next, and Snap Dancer, travelling well throughout our debut prep, 8-1, 4-2.
I'm with Daniel Gamay to beat Celestial Falls, Ocean Miss and Contrition, 8-2. 11-13, race 7 is the McCafe Caulfield Sprint, Group 2 over 1,000, worth 300,000.
Yeah, I'm not particularly pleased about this being the first leg of the quaddie. I think it's a bit of a raffle. Miss Leonidas, obviously coming off a Moya second, you'd say, should be winning, but she can be a little bit hit and miss. I've tipped her on top, but yeah, I think it's a nightmare for the quaddie. One Crystal Dreamer in for second, big weight, but a good return win from him. 9 God of Thunder, well up in class, but if suggesting Hummer Hummer's going to run well earlier in the night, then maybe he can measure up because he chased her home at the Valley. And 10 McLaren, really interesting placement from Team Snowden here. Haven't seen him since his two-year-old days, and he goes first up against the older horses. He got very warm in a recent trial in Sydney. Trialled well. I guess you'd want to see how he parades, but he's obviously got the talent. They wouldn't be lining up here if he wasn't pleasing them. 4-1, 9-10.
Yeah, Miss Leonidas for me, but not with much confidence. Although, you know, very good effort in the Moya Stakes to finish second at 31-1. Gets the dream barrier. We'll go forward with a good front-running rider on board. Plenty of chances, I think. McLaren, it's the older horses. Very good trialer. Did enough first preparation. We'll see how he measures up here. I think he's awesome. Plenty of ability and a big future. God of Thunder, very good at the Valley. And next best, I have the 7, I Am Immortal. 4-10. 9-7.
Miss Leonidas gets her chance, I think, from the WA horse Malibu Style. Crystal Dreamer for third, not enough effort for fourth. 4-2-1-8. Race 8 at Caulfield on Saturday. Ladbrokes Moongarr Stakes, 1400 metres, Group 3. Just the 9 in it. Possibly also a strange quaddie choice, John.
Yeah. I'm a little bit happy with this because I think I can narrow it down. I think there's a bit of a tail to it, even though it's a small field. Desert Lord would have been my best for the day, but for this import Royal Meeting, who, you know, could well be too good for them. But I'm with 9 Desert Lord. He's sort of had the wet tracks probably against him up in Sydney. Ran really well two back though, third behind subsequent Group 1 winners Chaotic and Fierce Impact, so that goes well. And then his Epsom run, he was alright, he just wasn't able to get near the front and sort of try and dictate. So he's on top for me from 2 Royal Meeting. Haven't seen him for a long time, but he's 2 from 2, won a Group 1 at his second start and beat a subsequent Group 1 winner. 6 Tom Melbourne, he was better second up, he could run a place. And 7 Manolo Blahnik on the backup from last week. 9-2-6-7. I'll only be taking 2 and 9 in my quaddie, assuming Desert Lord does run. I see he's an acceptor for the Seymour Cup on Sunday, so that could make things interesting.
Yeah, I'm with Desert Lord. He's also had plenty of time for, although his Epsom run was okay. I don't think he's a horse that necessarily likes running in between runners. We better suit it just heading to the front or sitting outside Tom Melbourne, see whether how that plays out. But I just think he's better when he's sort of got a bit of space. He doesn't seem to like when he's in a clump of runners, I guess. Wet track form is okay, but he certainly prefers dry tracks. Hopefully he can get that on Saturday. So 9 on top, Royal Meeting in next, obviously 2 from 2, with one of them being a Group 1. That screams out. In this, the one in next, Land of Plenty, resuming. First up form's okay. Can be a little bit hit and miss first up, but certainly got the talent. And 7, Manolo Blahnik, next best. 9-2-1-7.
Yeah, well, I'm going with the Godolphin Raider here. Royal Meeting to beat Manolo Blahnik. Streets of Avalon and Variation 2, 7, 4 and 8. The big one is race 9, Stella Artois. Caulfield Cup, 2,400 metre handicap, worth $5 million.
Yeah, difficult sort of a race to assess going through all the replays of the international horses, and I've come down, I just think there's a bit of a tail to the race, to be honest, and I'll be having 2 bets. I'm keen on Finch. The barrier draw hurts a little bit, but he's a big horse, bit of room. Hopefully he's not scouting 6 and 7 deep, but hopefully for a good ride from Michael Walker. I think he's got the right lead in form. You know, another stride or two, he wins the Turnbull, and that Turnbull form's usually pretty good in a Caulfield Cup. We obviously saw him run really well in the Melbourne Cup last year, and he looks to have come back a better horse, so I'm happy to have him on top, even though he's favourite and perhaps not a lot of value at $6. 11 Constantinople is the one I'll be backing as well, certainly from the imports. He brings similar sort of form as Cross Counter to last year, but it's interesting that they run him in the Caulfield Cup instead of saving him for a Melbourne Cup where he was guaranteed a run. Ran really well at Ascot, giving a lot of weight away. He should have won two starts back, but for running about and running into the fence. And then, as I said, his last run through the Voltager, the same race the Cross Counter came through, was good behind Logician, who's unbeaten and has won the St. Ledger since. So they're the two I'm keen on. 14 Vow and Declare in for third, and 12 Mr. Quickie. I'm sort of banking on, you know, if one runs well, then they'll both run well. So 6, 11, 14, 12. I'll probably take a wider quaddie and include Murder Glass, number 3, and number 16, The Chosen One, but that is where it ends for me.
Yeah, I'm with Finch as well. I've been keen on this preparation. Look, it's hard to drop off despite the wide draw. Two recent runs have been terrific, obviously win the Group 3 Kingston Town, and then, as Joel said, just a couple more strides and wins the Turnbull. Wants this sort of distance, no doubt, 2,400 metres, and keen to stick with him, even though in a big field like this, probably a little bit skinny, the price. In for second, Vow and Declare. Some sort of return to the Turnbull Stakes, wasn't it? Of course, we know he's a horse that will get better as the distances get longer, winning a 3,000 metre race and going close to the 2,400 metre derby last preparation. He's come back terrifically well, 52.5 kilos. Ticks a lot of boxes. Mirage Dancer, from all reports, has acclimatised well. The import for the Busset and Young stable. Must be respected. And in for fourth, look, might not get a run. Well, definitely against it getting a run, but True Self, I was keen on him last week for, but he was scratched at Flemington. He's a third emergency at the moment, but if he's in the field, he definitely goes in the numbers. 6.14, 2.21 for me.
The little asterisk, I guess, on this year's Turnbull is that it was run so slowly, so can we trust the Turnbull as being such a good form guide into the Caulfield Cup? Three of my top four come through the Turnbull, so I'm hoping it's the right form line, but you never know with a race when it's sort of run that sort of slowly. Yeah, bit of a query on it.
Well, I apologise to anyone who buys both Winning Post and Best Bets, if indeed there are such people out there, because I reckon I've got my top two round a different way in the two publications. Apologies. It was not deliberate. It was just that I always enter my tips in Winning Post, then copy them across, which I did as usual, but we had a tight deadline on Best Bets after the barrier draw, so I put him in before the barrier draw, and then I switched him after the barrier draw, and I thought I switched him on both, but apparently I didn't, so I will stick with Murder Glass, which is what I've got in Winning Post, to beat Mirage Dancer, Finch, and Vow and Declare, 3-2-6-14. Finally, at Caulfield on Saturday, Schweppes Tristark Stakes for the mares 4 years old and up, Group 2 over 1400.
Number 8, Baccarat Baby for me. David Van Dyke went oh so close to winning a Group 1 last week. He's got this mare, I think, back in good order. It was only a small field that she competed in Brisbane first up, but she had a sort of a decent bunny to chase, and she did it well. Nice win. We saw her through the winter measure up pretty well. She split Colding and Perutacala in the Queensland Guineas. Good enough form for this, sort of $9 or $10 each way to beat one Invincible. She's a good mare. She can carry 59. If she gets a gap along the inside from that draw, she can win. 11, Angelic Ruler, and 7, Perutacala, next best. And they'll be the only four I take in my body.
I'm with Perutacala again. Was keen on her in the Blazer Stakes, and look, she ran well, just bumped into a pretty smart one there. It was a slow tempo too, so I thought the run contained plenty of merit. That Tibby run the start prior probably didn't let down as well as they're expecting her to. But no, she's up to the up and trip here. Oh, sorry, stays at the 1400 metres. But yeah, I think she's going well, Perutacala. And my top pick, but it is an open race. Savatiano, out of that same race, has claims, has done Celebrity Dream. I think Teleplay is the one over the odds. She started a big price in the Testarossa last start, and while she never really threatened to win, she's run on okay. I only think it's two lengths off the winner at a big price. I just don't know why she's the price she is, so she goes in my numbers. But yeah, open race, 6.13.75 for me.
Yeah, I'm with Joel. Baccarat Baby to beat Perutacala, Invincibella, and Nantali, 8.71.10. Baccarat Baby was my value bet, also Joel's. My best was race 4, number 9, Miami Bound. Joel's best in the Caulfield Cup, race 9, number 6, Finch. Daniel, your value bet was Gamma, race 6, number 8, but just briefly talk us through your best, which comes up in the first race, 1, number 7, Arctic Shock.
Yeah, Arctic Shock, up to the 1,700 metres. I think she'll be hard to beat. She was just sort of outsped, I guess, or by So You Swing over 1,500 metres last start. Gets a 2.5 kilo weight swing on that horse, and it's a little bit of a stronger field, but she's a classy mare, and up to the 1,700 metres, a trip she's been crying out for. She represents a good bet for mine at $5. Race 1, Arctic Shock.
Alrighty, Randwick, the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. It'll be packed to the rafters, as will Caulfield, or it certainly usually is on Caulfield Cup Day. But this Everest Day is massive, and plenty of interesting races. We'll start with the Kosciuszko, worth $1.3 million. For the country-trained horses, Joel, race 5 at Randwick on Saturday.
Yeah, he's probably got to step up a little bit here, but I like number 8, Handle the Truth. He won a sort of a decent benchmark race, second up last preparation. They put him away for this, his first up run. I think he probably should have won. He was just sort of making his run along the inside when Starboy cramped him for room. He had to come across heels, and yeah, I thought he ran pretty well. He's obviously got to step up to beat a couple of these that have got sort of a little bit of black type form. One Victorum, deserved favourite. He was just brilliant winning in Brisbane last time in. Three Noble Boy started favourite in that race, was a little bit disappointing but had a few excuses. And number 12 Notation, she's been coming through some black type races for the mares, so you certainly got to respect that form. 8-1-3-12.
Really keen on Noble Boy, making him my best of the day. Look, I was keen on him in this race when he was guaranteed a spot, when the slot owner picked Noble Boy as their runner. Even keener when he won a Goulburn trial by 7 lengths hard held. And then speaking to Todd Blows, a trainer, early this week, got even keener on him after that. He was very giddish talking about Noble Boy, about his chances, and reckons he's going as good as he ever got him. So pretty keen, and I think a good price too, $4.60. The Danger, from what I think, there's a couple at a bigger price. Luna Mia, the 14, the Paul Massari yard. Just keep her, we're getting on back to a good track. Two starts on soft have been okay. She went down as favourite in a midweek meeting last start, but the run was okay. Probably should have finished a little closer with even luck. I think she's a smart mare and still has improvement to come. Awesome Pluck ran third in this race last year. Thought he should have been one of the earlier runners picked, but had to sort of rely on another horse getting withdrawn and in for fourth. Victor M, probably just too short the price, but definitely win this. 3-14-11-1.
Race 6 at Randwick on Saturday, Camera House Sydney Stakes. This is worth $500,000. It's a Group 3 over 1,200, and of course features the four Everest Emergencies.
Yeah, one Brutal on top. Stays at 1,200, it's the one query for mine. But very good win first up, and it'll be hard to beat. 6 Deprive will be coming at him hard. 5 from 5 at Randwick, back to 1,200. Yeah, he'll be charging at them. 5 Easy Eddies, I think the value play. If you're looking for some value in your exotics, gave a lot of weight away to the winner first up, and he always improves with a run. And 12 Champagne Cuddle. She's just got form around some Everest runners, so she should be running well in this. 1-6-5-12.
Yeah, Champagne Cuddle's for me. It was a tough race. Back to 1,200 metres, I think, good for her, and with the blinkers on, she's on top. Brutal. And so Brave Song in next. He's a very good horse, Brave Song. Probably hasn't won at the top level yet, but he's certainly good enough to do so when he gets his chance. Ran on very well in the Testarossa last up. Brutal, dominant winner first up, and in for fourth I have Fiesta resuming. 12-3-1-13.
The big one is race 7 at Randwick on Saturday, 4:15 Eastern Daylight Time. It is the TAB Everest. It is worth $14 million to be shared among 12 slot holders and connections and trainers and jockeys. Where have you gone, Joel?
Sunlight for me. I think she's the one that's been forgotten about the market, forgotten by the market to some degree. She was well beaten by Santa Ana Lane in the TJ earlier this year, but she was wide, no cover. I thought she was very game, sort of really battling it out for the Miners. Ended up finishing third there. She was very good second up in the Moyer, and then beat Santa Ana Lane first up. Obviously, he was coming at her late. But I can just see her getting a lovely run here, just behind the leaders, on the speed, and she'll be giving you a great sight. I think at about $13 or $14. I've had a little saver on number 10 in her time. Listeners that know, she's a favourite of mine. She rarely lets us down. She always runs well. Thought she should have beaten Santa Ana Lane down the straight in the spring last year if she had got clear when she needed to, and she finished second. I think she's $26 because we haven't seen her, so you're just sort of banking on how well she's going, but she does fly fresh, and Chris Lees is a good trainer. One Santa Ana Lane, have to include him, and two Pirata. I think he's come back a better horse this time in. He's in next, but yeah, the chances don't end there.
Yeah, I think Elise is probably somewhat of a forgotten horse in the market, the $16-$17 price. Look, she's good up to the mile, so it might be why people are sort of, you know, a 1200 metre form is really good. Force wins 2 seconds from seven starts. She's been kept fresh for this, and as Joel sort of touched on in his comments in Best Bets, her fresh form is terrific. She'll get back from barrier 10, and I think she'll be there late, absolutely. The speed's on as expected. So she's a little bit of a forgotten horse in the market, but yeah, happy to take her at that $16 quote. Arcadia Queen in next. It was interesting to see how she'd go first up for the Wallace Stable and in that Theo Mark Stakes, and she toured with them that day. She's been well supported during the week. Santa Ana Lane, it's a track record, of course. Second up, won the TJ over this track and trip last preparation. And in for fourth, I have Yes, 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 the 3-year-old taking on the older horses. But look, there's plenty of chances in here, and I'm sure I'll be taking quite a while Saturday morning figuring out who to put in my quaddie and who to leave out. 8, 11, 112 for me.
Race 8 at Randwick on Saturday, Yulong Australia, Craven Plate, 2,000 metre Group 3, worth $500,000.
Yeah, I'm sort of not really keen on this race, but I've gone with Life Less Ordinary, who was quickly to 2,000 metres second up, and he battled away with every chance, but he was thereabouts, should be fitter, and he gets his chance, I think, to beat One Happy Clapper. Of course, he was rolled in this race in the odds on quote 2 years ago. He's never won at 2,000 metres. We know he's done some great races, the Queen Elizabeth's and the like, so you know he'll run well. Two Samadout. Interesting to see sort of who, you know, whether he sort of can lead. Stampede, obviously back in trip, likes to lead, so interesting sort of from a pace perspective. And five Tally in for fourth. I think he's ticking along okay, ready to show something third up. 3, 1, 2, 5.
Exactly the same numbers. I'm with Lifeless Ordinary. Only length off, very elegant. I think reads pretty well for this second up, and third up form is pretty good. So on the three on top, Happy Clapper in next, Summer Doubt and Tally for 3, 1, 2, 5.
And the ninth at Randwick is the Bentley St. Ledger Stakes, 2,600 metres. Interesting race, worth $500,000.
Yeah, 9 Hushwriter for me. It's a sort of a difficult little race, but I'm surprised he's come up at $11 or $12. I thought he'd be half that. His dry form over ground's really good. I just don't think he was seen to his best in the Metrop on the soft ground. He wasn't beaten far. I think a dry track, and without his stablemate Stampede here, he might be able to dictate. 9 on top from 3 Gellert Chieftain, very good in the Metrop. 14 Kareef, I think, is a really good roughie. He went too soon in the Queensland Derby and wasn't too far off Mr. Quickie and Vow and Declare. Unsuited to wait for age last start. So, yeah, he's a good roughie. And one, Come Play With Me, the winner of the Metrop, 9-3, 14-1.
I think Youngstar's going... I think she's going pretty well this preparation. Like, her form will read 8-7, 8-7. But just up to 2,600 metres, she's a mare that wants ground, I think, and she's ready to tackle that sort of trip. Drops in grade here for this, and I think she's stupid price at $10. I thought she'd be closer to $4 or $5. So she's on top, the mare Youngstar. Patrick Aaron, pretty sound effort last start in the Metrop at a big price. Come Play With Me, Gallet Chieftain, the Quinella of the race in also. 6-2, 3-1.
Alrighty, Daniel's best was Noble Boy, race 5, number 3, and value bet was that horse there, Youngstar, race 9, number 6. Joel's best up against Youngstar, race 9, number 9, Hushwriter. Value bet, race 7, number 9, Sunlight. Morfordville, and there is a $100,000 race here, the Rebel Raider Series Final, but Daniel, that's earlier on the card. Yours come up in the last two races, your specials, starting with race 7, number 11, Octane, your best.
Yeah, it was first up for the Philip Stokes stable at Murray Bridge and was pretty dominant win. He's been a horse that always shown quite a bit of promise when under the care of Mick Kent in Victoria. But I guess probably never really delivered on that promise. I only won one from about six starts with Mick Kent since went to Stokes, and he's already won quite well. I think he'll keep going through the grades and prove hard to beat. Race 7, number 11. The value comes up in the last. It's an open race. Coronel's been quite well backed in. He's into $4.80 now, $4.82, still an each-way play. He's also recently changed stables. He was with Tony Vassell in Victoria. He was first up for the Will Clarkin yard at Strathalbyn and won quite well. That brilliant turn of foot that he possesses. It's a colt of the field. And last start was a little bit disappointing, but I think he can bounce back in a weaker race here. Race 8, number 10, Coronel.
And your value bet was Coronel. So we now move along to a big 10 race card at Eagle Farm. What have you got for us there, John?
No, nothing for me, Eagle Farm. This will be Daniel's domain.
So my best, race 3, number 10, Shalwa. Short enough, $2.40 with a couple of key scratchings out last night and this morning. But I've also got plenty of time for her. Only had the one start this preparation and sort of peaked on her run at 1,200 metres. Back to the 1,000 here, and has since been given a tune-up over 1,000 metres in a trial. Went to the front and was under hands and heels the whole way and won that trial quite well. So back to 1,000, ticks a lot of boxes, but yeah, probably bottoming out to the sort of rock bottom odds now, $2.40. Maybe take her in multiples. But race 3, 10, my best. And my value comes up later in the program. Another Tony Gollan horse in that 3-year-old race. I think there's a couple of winning chances here, but there's a race with a bit of a long tail as well. I've got Spirit House over the odds. She only had the four starts and was just beaten by at Ipswich last time by Take Tear Horse. I've got plenty of time for. I think into a bigger field now will suit her. She can sit back and hopefully be able to round them up, Spirit House. So 750, that's definitely worth an each-way play. Race 8, number 11.
Okay, on a big day, a quality day of racing all around Australia. In the West, they're racing at Ascot once again. There is a couple of listed races there. BJ in race 7, the Furphy RS Crawford Stakes. BJ Ryan likes 8, Flirtini to beat 3, Stageman 7, Electric Light and 9, Fabergino. And in race 8, the Crown Perth Northerly Stakes. BJ is with number 2, Man Booker to beat 5, Perfect Jewel, 12, Lady Cosmology and 7, The Velvet King. BJ's best, race 4, number 4, Lady Sass. His value bet, race 6, number 3, Spilling Over. And Joel, while it's a big, big, big day around Australia, a couple of quiet meetings, you'd say, in New Zealand at Rotorua and Ashburton.
Yeah, a little bit of black tie action. Rotorua, my best bet is in a listed race there, race 5, number 6, Cossack Warrior. This is his toughest test to date, but it was a good win first up. Step up in distance suits, he's building a nice record. And my value is race 2, number 8, Wayo. Up in trip sharply, second up and ran well. Up in distance again, which should suit. Does handle the heavy ground, likely to be a wet track there on Saturday. Ashburton, there is a handy 3-year-old Group 3 race for some of these getting ready to try and go to the Guineas races in November. Kelly will be very hard to beat, race 8, number 7. I haven't made her my best. I assume she might be pretty short. My best is More Wecker, race 7, number 7. It's built a really good record since going down to the South Island. Won impressively first up in open grade, stays, tackles a sort of a similar race and stays down on the minimum weight. So hard to beat, race 7, number 7, and the value, race 9, number 9. He's our secret. Ran pretty well first up, and we'll strip fitter for that.
Alrighty, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got the form for Friday. Friday night, the Racing.com Park season opens, and there's also Twilights at the Twilight at Murray Bridge, Murray Bridge Cup Day, so a big day and night of racing on Friday. And then we kick on to Sunday, full form goes for four more meetings, including Seymour Cup Day. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I will kick us off at Caulfield, race 4, number 9, Miami Bound.
I'll go early as race 1, Arctic Shock, 20 on the win.
I'll play a running double, races 9 and 10. So in the Caulfield Cup, we'll take Finch and Constantinople, 6 and 11, into Invincibella and Baccarat Baby, 1 and 8.
Alrighty, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.